Shayim Tes Pei Pei Aleph Halachas of Erev Shabbos and Moseh Shabbos and Yonah Diyayimah Mamish. So the Maisa, we already discussed a few weeks ago that the Iker Shir this man Halachas Neres Chanukah is Mishtish Kachamo Ad Shetecho Regal. So Shkiyas Achamo, we saw different shitas. When is Shkiyas Achamo? Shkiyas Achamo at Shkiyah, or is it at Tzeisik Kechavim? Akopanim Lechatchila, certainly it's no earlier than Shkia, but we saw already then that the sheet of Maria Buav, the Mechaber brings in Tafri Shayim Beis, the sheet of Maria Buav, the B'diyeb, the person Kalaib Shasat Chak from Plaga Mincha, and that's already Kashad Laka, the whole Chanukah. Nice, we saw B'shaito that that's Taka, a big Chiddush of Maria Buav, and Pashtas, it's Neged the Rambam, Neged a couple of Ishainim, and those Achrein that learn in the Mechaber that B'etzim it's a Stam B'yesh in Tafri Shayim Beis, and that really the sheet of the Mechaber is not like Maria Buav. Okay, so we saw the mice of the place came Taka or Mekel. From Plag is Taka, Kasher Hadlaka, but the mice is only Shasat Chak and it's a big B'dievid. In Adrab, we saw if someone has a choice of lighting either at Plag or late at night, Pashas late at night is better, because the mice to light from Plag is Shani B'machlokes. So Shaila is, what about Erev Shabbos? So Erev Shabbos, Avadi can't light from Shkia because it's Shabbos. So the mice, the Shir Hadlaka, it's certainly Kasher, it's like Gara from the rest of the week we passing light from Plag, certainly Erev Shabbos light from Plag. The question is that Lechatchil or is that B'dievid? So it seems to be a machlokes apoyskim and possibly a machlokes rishonim. I think it's the in Tafrei Shayin Tes over here by Halakha Erev Shabbos. So the Chemed Moshe and Marek Tzia, the Yaivitz, they both bring Ashmos. So both these poyskim is that Taka, it's the same b'diavad. It's b'diavad just like the whole week. Plagim Menachos b'diavad who are in Erev Shabbos b'diavad and the Lechatchilo should be karav as possible. Without being nichas into Shabbos v'chil Shabbos, obviously the closer to Shkia the better, because l'mais yol chaparein. More piercing will be closer to the night. L'chayra, they don't bring this round, but Moshe himself, Igus Moshe, who's taka chayuk on these yichronim, we'll see in a second. So he taka brings that l'chayra smach for the yavitz would be from the ran. That the ran taka paskins the whole week you can light before shkia, and he brings a raya from erev Shabbos. So l'chayra you see from the ran that the takana of hadlagos neres chanukah erev Shabbos was etzim the same takana as the whole week. And Mela, whatever's kosher for erev Shabbos is also kosher for the whole week. And the Ran brings a raya from there that just like erev Shabbos, like for shkia who had in the whole week. So it wasn't a takana yuchedes l'fi the Ran. So, and that's the Ran's shita taki who light before shkia. Now, l'maiser Moshe in that tshuva is tamei on this Ran. He says b'chal chayr. There's no tzushtal b'chal from erev Shabbos the rest of the week. Erev Shabbos behechrich was a different takana. And Erev Shabbos and who had the Motzi Shabbos.
Oh, so that could be Amar Klivi.
That what?
Shabbos was a special
takana. Yes, I'm saying the Ran, it's a special takana. No, that's what I'm saying. The Ran is Kilu Mashma, it's not a special takana. Because the Ran is saying, just like Erev Shabbos, Kilu light before Shkia, who had done the rest of the week.
I'm saying, as far as Shabbos, it's a Kuli Amar Klivi, how can they have a shame B'dievid that that's how they
should do it? In Hanami. So that's what I'm saying. So the Ran is saying, it's not only not B'dievid for Erev Shabbos, it's not B'dievid for the whole Hanukkah. The whole Hanukkah is B'dievid. So Moshe is saying, Avadi, you can't bring a raya from Erev Shabbos to the rest of Chanukah, because Erev Shabbos is a different din. Now, Lamaisa, this Ran is a Rashba, that hold that you can light before Shkia. Lamaisa, the Pashas, the Rambam, Ein Makdimin, we saw in Tav Shein Beis, and the Rif is like that also, and this is how Taka, the Achrein, learn in the Rambam, the Rif, the Taka, you can't light before Shkia, it's Ma'akev. So, I, the raya from Erev Shabbos, so Pasha, Lishita Asam, will say that there's no raya from Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is a special takana, like Rav Moshe was taking on over there, and Mela is no raya from Erev Shabbos. So Maisa Halacha Maisa, Rav Moshe himself there says that Erev Shabbos is no reason to be ma'acher. You don't have to do karev to shkia b'chal, and any time after Plag Mincha is l'chatchila, al tzizman hadlaka, because it's shiny Erev Shabbos. Certainly you have to put enough to light for it to be lit half day after tzeis, and that's really again a different halacha which might taka be telling this machlokes Rav Moshe and this yavitz whether or not there's a tzad to be ma'acher, whether or not Erev Shabbos is takana miyuchedes. I didn't see such a svara, but I mean the Gemara taka says that Lal Shabbos is a gishme bracha because no one leaves their houses. Yeah, so maybe kipshuta the mavur in the Rishayin and the Trumas Hadeshin that we'll see the Trumas Hadeshin who is machlokes Trumas Hadeshin and Taz, right? Kavsa in Zakagav, the whole week we passkin if the lights go out you don't have to relight it. So Erev Shabbos zok the Taz name. Erev Shabbos it's Kavsa Zakagav because l'mais it's a special takana to light Erev Shabbos, but even that a light into Shabbos because it's time we're stuck. There's nothing else to do. L'mais the Taz being chelik on the Ramah. The Ramah over here is Trumas in Tafrei Shayin Gimel or Hey, and the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah passing Trumas Hadeshin that even Erev Shabbos kafsa in Zakukla, and the Trumas Hadeshin is Masbir that even though Not that there's tichler regel, even though taka you're not chapping on Pearson. The Pearson is only going to be once after Shkia, once it's later. Lamaisa kivon shi efshir, has whole shtickle Torah over there. Kivon shi efshir, since it was impossible any other way. So meila they weren't mechayev us to do more than halacha now. And meila we say kafsein zakakla. Lamaisa the mishabru over there brings that lahalacha were machmir. If it goes out every, the whole week, it's a hiddur ba'alma to relight it. Lamaisa on erev Shabbos, if kafsa before Shkia, obviously you weren't mekabel Shabbos, or if you're mekabel Shabbos, you can have someone else relight it. But lamaisa we passing erev Shabbos lachumra kafsa zakukla. You can't make a bracha because it's savik brachas. But lamaisa the mishabruah says lachumra like the taz that one should relight it. Should we light it on Erev Shabbos? And this, okay, so this could or could not be totally in this clear whether or not Erev Shabbos is the Kanam Yuchedes, right? If you learn that Erev Shabbos, that's in the same halakha as the whole week, so just like the whole week we say Kafs Ein Zakukla, so we had the Erev Shabbos, Kafs Ein Zakukla. But if you learn that it was a special takana that just a shtela veka halakha that will cause a person later, then you could hear that Kafs Ein Zakukla because the Lamaisa didn't shtela veka that person. So Lamaisa Nechuku was the Atrim Sedesh and Ataz, and Lamaisa were Machmir, at least Lechatchila. So Al Kalpanim Ladina, we're saying that Ramosh is very strong about this. You don't have to be ma'achir your hadlaka, and you don't have to be ma'achir your hadlaka. And kafse ain't zakkula, but ma'ase zakkula l'chumra. And if you were not mekabel Shabbos, if you were mekabel Shabbos, l'chachila have someone else relight it for you. Now l'ma'ase Ramosh himself is yes mechadish though, yes a chiddush in this man hadlaka erev Shabbos. Hagam says Ramosh, you don't have to be ma'achir. Whenever you light Neir Shabbos, no problem. Whenever you're Makabal Shabbos, do Neir Chanukah before that, as early as it may be, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha. But like this, the Mechaber by us in Tafashan Tes says that which comes first, Neir Chanukah or Neir Shabbos? The Mechaber says Neir Chanukah comes first. Why? Because Neir Shabbos is a chum of the Bahag. The Bahag holds that if you light Neir Shabbos, you're Makabal Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah points out that for men, we don't pass like this Pag. So with the Evid, certainly, if a man lights Neir Shabbos and you have a special intention to Makabal Shabbos, he could still light Neir Chanukah afterwards. It's an afkamina, a man or a woman, right? The women who the minig is, a woman's lighting on her own, she lives on her own. So a woman, since the minig is that women are yes makabel Shabbos, halakas neir Chanukah, so with neir Shabbos, so if they light neir Shabbos, they could not light neir Chanukah afterwards, they would have to get a shliach. The shayla about being shayla and kabel Shabbos pashtas this year, you couldn't do it once you lit candles, since you would have to get make a shliach to light neir Chanukah. But for a man, but the evidence it's okay.
So therefore, the chatchila should be that my wife will light first, and then I'm going to light.
So this is the time. So say the place came. No. So in Shulchan Aruch it says because of the consideration of Kabbalah Shabbos, light near is Chanukah first, then near Shabbos. So the question is Bizmanenu, Rav, yeah, regular married person. So his wife lights near Shabbos, and man lights near Chanukah. So Chayr is no steer. Let her light whenever she wants. She can light near Shabbos 10 minutes before me, and then later I can go and light near Chanukah. So now there is a Beis Shloima. There's one of the Chayrin that Tain is no, because once she's Kabbalah Shabbos, she can't make you a shliach to be Moitziyu, to be Moitziyu. So this is Tamua Biyoser for a lot of reasons. One is that Pashas, you don't need Shlichus, and Tzveitin is in first Shnuch Shabbos and Reishan Vavna, in a few places that someone who's Mekabel Shabbos early is yes allowed to ask a Yid and a Goy to do Malacha for them. So that's shreya to understand. So after Moshe though, the Maisa's Tima Sapoiskim is that B'chol Eifin, no matter who's lighting, that Neir Shabbos should come, Neir Chanukah should come first. So Moshe says, has it like this. He says, Chazal weren't Metakin. There's no Hakpada to light closer to Shkia, because that was a special Takan of Erev Shabbos, light from Plag HaMincha Ve'elach. But Dr. Moshe, and he has daiti zok there that there's a man hadlaka erev Shabbos is miyad before neir Shabbos. Whenever you want to be mekabel Shabbos and light neir Shabbos, light. But miyad lefneze, you should light neir Chanukah. Now Ramosh is so convinced about this chiddush that he just says misvara that ad kli kach, he has a tzad that if someone lights right after plag and he doesn't light neir Shabbos for another hour to right before shkia, Ramosh is a tzad that you're not yotze. He says maybe you have to relight with a bracha. He says, oh, I didn't see this chiddush. I'm saying chiddush. I didn't see this chiddush in any of the poskim. So I'm not saying you have to make a bracha, but you should relight taka. So Lamaisa is Zakhtar Moshe, it's okay, this is a chiddush. The cheshmin is that when is this man hadlaka? So Zakhtar Moshe Zikr, it's kosher from plag. B'chayr it's kosher from plag because that's the only Mesuyim the time we have before Shkia is plag. Plag is ready to chiyos halayla, sometimes you can have a ma'arav then. But Zakhtar Moshe, Yitachin, the Chazal said, it's not pshat, you have to make your Shabbos later, but Behechrich, you can't light on Shabbos. So Zakhtar Moshe Misvara, the chiy of hadlaka was a minute before Shabbos. When's Shabbos? So hadlaka's near Shabbos is the beginning of Shabbos. So right before that, that's when you should make hadlaka's near Chanukah. So, what? Yeah, in a Hanami. So I'm not sure what he's talking about over there, Ratzin.
He's trying to fend for
Well, he's not saying, okay. He's not saying that the man is Makabal Shabbos, Halakha's near Shabbos. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like even Ba'ifin, that's what it sounds like over there, and that's the stima of Shulchan Aruch, that even Ba'ifin, that she's lighting candles. So she's Makabal. I'm not nigger after Kabbalah Shabbos. Since that's Tchilas Kabbalah Shabbos in the house, Kilu, that's what it's mashma over there. So L'chayra, right before that should be Neiris Chan. Yeah, Kol Zeh B'Ish is just Stam, the Etzem HaKpada, that Kol Zeh B'Ish, that if I light, nearest Shabbos by accident, then b'di'evet avad you can still light the nearest Chanukah afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch says l'chatchilu you should light nearest Chanukah first, like zok the mishbru. But if it's not ma'akev because we don't pass against b'hag, but if a man lights nearest Shabbos, he's not makabel. So I'm just saying that it sounds like from Ramesh over there that regardless of when you're makabel Shabbos or not, since you're stelling gevek near Shabbos, this man had lakah for nearest Chanukah, misvara was right before then. Okay, that's the chiddush. Lemaisa is another ha'ara stam. I saw most of the place can talk about chosheves. Lemaisa, when is plaga mincha? So there's obviously 2 days. It's a hour and a quarter shows manis before night. When's night? So that's the machlekes, the magen ram, the gain, whether we cheshbin plaga mincha from shkia or from tzeis. So in all the luchos, the cheshbin is from shkia. So and that's I saw that's minig yushlaim. That's that bishtal derevek like the minig of the gain. So memela.
You'd be cutting it pretty close. But if you counted from
tzeis, depends which tzeis though. Meaning if you go from Rabbeinu Tam, plaga mincha is mamash a minute before shkia. It's a minute before shkia, yeah, depending how you cheshbin.
Right,
but
so we're not gonna.
Yeah, not like that. But what about the tzeis of the goyim? So in this luchah, these luchahs, they have the shkia, they have the plaga of shkia. Exactly. So meaning it could be yitachin. I'm just saying there's a hider if a person has to light mamash a plaga to wait chach 15 minutes, then you're at least going to be yotzi a shita of plaga from tzeis. Nice, the svarim are not chosh. In the luach here, in the luach they just bring the plaga of shkia, and in the back of the luach they have a whole rishima of the plaga lefi the tzeis of the goyim of another, basically like another 10-15 minutes comes out lefi shlas manis, whatever it is. So lemaisa, the svarim are not chosh because they say adrab, like you're saying, if you want to start being machmir, so you're going to end up having to light a minute before shkia.
Okay.
So it seems that, but Zakhtar, Maisa, if you, the Mishnah Berurah himself over here, Taka only says from Tzeis. Shor via Kaidim Halayla, which is Tzeis. So, Yesh Ladin. So it's interesting in Nakuda, Kipshuta, it's Beseder from what it says in the Luchas, but Maisa, Lachaira, the person could wait an extra 10-15 minutes, so Lachaira will be Yoitse, another Shita, and Plaga Mincha, shouldn't get Nechas into Shailos, that you're not Yoitse. Okay, and then Maisa, like most of us just did, the Maisa place can say that shouldn't be a shtickle tied to the sashi, so maybe we should hit to daven mincha before you light Neres Chanukah. Okay, so Tofresh Pei is the halachas of Neres Chanukah on Shabbos, right? So we can't light them on Shabbos, but Maisa, you have to be choshish, you have to be careful that you shouldn't be nichras into different ifanim of Chil Shabbos with the Neres Chanukah. So the sugi over here that the Mechaber is discussing is Kibuy and Mavir. This is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav, the sugi of Ner Shachar Yadalas, that's the halachas in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Hilch Shabbos. And basically, you have to be careful, you can't open the door right where your Ner's Chanukah are, because it'll blow it out, you'll be over on Kibuy. The Mechabir has Metzias that the Ner's Chanukah were hanging from the door, so if you shake the door, so the Shemin will go back and forth, it'll be Kibuy and Mavir. If you do it lightly, Lamaisa in Reish Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah says if you do it very lightly, that would be a Hatter. So al kapanim, these things are b'derek chanat turn again. Most people light by the window. There's no problem with kibbutz. And if you're lighting outside or by the door, it's usually in a box. You don't have that problem with kibbutz. But l'maisa, there are other shilas that are necessary on Shabbos because of our metzias of lighting outside on a box. And one of the big shilas that comes up is someone who lights outside, either outside his door, outside his chatzar, outside his chidah madrigot, somewhere where it's in the way. Could you move it on Shabbos? So kipshutai, it's a basis for the shalheves. Since it was lit by Nishmashas, you have a fire, so it becomes a basis. And since it's a basis, told by Nishmashas, it's also. So what's the eight? So a person doesn't want to leave his box, it's going to get knocked over, stolen, lost, or it's time, it's in the way. It's in the way of his doorway, he lights in the doorway. So nice, the place can bring, the eight the place can bring is that to make a basis, l'davar mutter v'aser. Right? So let's say I have my menorah in a box, and the box is sitting on a chair. So that chair is a chayra basis. But if I put something of value, something that's necessary for you on Shabbos, something valuable. The Gedar HaDvarim is not clear how much chashivus it needs, but let's say you put your challah knife or your challah, the place I'm saying, you put it on the chair. And what, it rings, something chashiv that you need for Shabbos. So l'maisa, that would make a basis l'davar asr mutter, and then l'chayr, that's what the belt knows, that then there's a heter to move it. But l'maisa, there's a kama pratim, these halachas. So let's just go through b'kitzer. So first of all, a person should not put the davar heter inside the box, rather on the chair outside the box. Because by putting it in the box, because the box is miyuchad for the menorah, this is the shayla by near Shabbos. When people put a tray with leichter on the tray on the table. They want to move the tray, so they put something on the tray itself. So ma'isitz machlokes apoiskim, does that help? Because since the tray is miyuchid for the muktzo, could be putting hetu there doesn't help. So machlokes Moshe, it's the first in that there's no true in Igros Moshe, but in the Sefer Tatula Shabbos, I think that's Badner. So he brings there from Moshe l'chumra on the shaylo, and Shlomo Zalman he brings l'kula. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Don't put it in the box, but rather put it on the chair, and then the chair, as long as you have a davar heter on the chair itself will be a bosses leheter mutter.
So you move the
chair. Yeah. So then the chair is not a bosses, meaning the chair, since it's a bosses davar heter davar mutter, because you have chashava heter that's on the chair, not in the box. And now we've gained that. Now your chair is not a bosses. Your chair be a bosses. You can't move the chair. Chair is muktzah, but the chair is not a bosses. So now. Yeah, lachar like this. Muktzah on Shabbos is nikva l'fi bein hashmashah. So if the whole bein hashmashah heter was there, then you could take your challah off and eat it. Then lachar later, when you want to move the chair, lachar you could still move it. And this is the pashtus of there's a graz like this in Reish Ayin Zayin, and there's a mishbrur like this in Reish Samachvav. That lachar once it's not buses, so then when you're going to move it later, lachar you can move it. So l'maisa. Oh, so first of all, nearest is not lit. So we're waiting for the nearest to go out. But even more than that, lemaisa some places are machmir. This is a shayla of buses b'emtzah Shabbos, meaning lemaisa you have muksa because your menorah itself is muksa because that was yes a buses. We're saying the chair is not. So shayla, there's a shayla of buses b'emtzah Shabbos b'kitzur. So lemaisa lechumra places can say lechatchila one should, you don't have to have the chalas there the whole time. But when you're going to move it, you should again put the heter there. Because b'shas maisa there is a tzad, it's machlokes baal mar and taisus, there's a tzad that there's buses b'emtzah Shabbos and that. Kol oid on Shabbos that you have just the muksa there, taka has din basis. So lechatchila, okay, ma'isa they have a diak from the Mishnah Berurah in the grass that is the kula, but you should lechayra have heter there b'shas that you're coming to move it now.
Different heter?
It could be different heter. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the same heter. Now the thing is like this, ma'isa. All we've been reviewing so far is that the actual chair is not a basis. Fine, so let's say the chair is not a basis. But you have a different problem. When you move a chair with muksa on it, it's called totel min atzad. You're moving muksa. You're not allowed to move muksa even totel min atzad. Elo. But what do you have to do? So there's a chiyuv nir. This is in Shinyur Aleph. Machaber speaks about it. So what does it mean, chiyuv nir? It means if I'm going to move my chair, and it's not a buses, but I have muksa on it, so if I want to move my chair, really my chiyuv is to knock off the muksa, to be menayer the muksa, and then I can move my chair. Although what, for this we have a heter, because if you're menayer the muksa here, it'll smash and break and make a mess and cause all kinds of nezek. So melo, for that we're makel, that the fact that it'll be nezek, even to the dvar muksa itself, and to the menayer itself, that haters you from near. Fine, so I have no chiyuv near. So now we're merviach that I have something that's a basis davar iser mutter, and I put my heter back on it. It wasn't a basis benish mashis, and I have no chiyuv near. So chayyur now, it's glad I can pick it up, and move it inside. But afal pigain, we're still lo yatsa deichav zeno. Why not? Because the halacha is that total min atzad, total muksa min atzad is only mutter tzarich davar hamutter, but not tzarich davar aser. Meaning, if it's blocking my entrance way, I can't walk through there, so I have a tzarech for the makom. Or if I need the chair, l'mashal, and I want to take it inside and lightly knock off the box and use the chair, so that's tzarech davar heter. I need the place to walk there, or I need the chair itself, so then you have heter tilt on the tzad, tzarech davar mutter. Let's say I don't need the chair, and it's not blocking my way. It's out in front of my chutz, or on the side of this, I'm just chosher, someone's going to steal it or break it. Thus, say someone's going to steal or break the menorah, so that's a chashashim yignu shem b'yavedu. And there's no heter. That's called tilt min atzad tzarech davar aser, and it's aser. So someone who's in such a matziv should either erev Shabbos put in a way where it will yes shter you, so then you have to move it. Or if, other than that, basically there's no heter unless you could do it alidei goy or do it b'shinui. It's a machlokes apoiskim, but meikar demer meikol that you could move it with your guf if you could manage that without knocking it over, whatever it is. But
pick it.
Yeah, Chazanish has a chumra about this whole thing. Yeah, but I think Mishnah Berurah,
it's even by the window, but it's on a table and you need the table. Okay. So you can do the same thing.
Yeah, whole now, yeah.
Let's say you can arrange for it to be done in a way that you would not have to come onto all these heter. Is that
l'chatchila, or? This is a shayla. There's no real makar that it's not l'chatchila. They do bring, I think from Ryashiv, that he held it there. He vice in the fact that the chiyuv nir on Shabbos, so to put yourself into a matziv where you'll be putter from near because of the nezik of the muktzah, he vice says that that's not l'chatchila. He vice from the chiyuv nir, but this is machlokes apoiskim kipshuta. It doesn't say anywhere that you can't do this l'chatchila. And you shtal vek away that you're going to force to do tilta min atzad, and you're going to be putter from near because of the nezik. Kipshuta, it's l'chatchila. Yish mechmir. So, l'chayr, But there we've taka binyotze zayin all of chashashas. Yeah, we made sure the chair doesn't become a buses by putting heter on, bein hashmash was fine. And we're going to put the heter back on. And we're not going to do it tzarech l'muk, so we're going to do it tzarech davar heter. So, l'chayra bazeh, we took care of all the problems. There's still one more problem. And this is talking interesting chap that they bring in Sefer Shas Yitzchak, brings in Rabbi Yashiv, that there's a problem like this. That there's a different issue. You're not allowed to move near Chanukah. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Even during the week, you're not allowed to move near Chanukah. Tafrei Shein Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, if you light outside, you bring it inside. Light inside, bring it outside. You're not Yotzei. It's Ma'akev B'Dievet. It's a Chiddush, because Kipshuta, that's going the Shita of Hanukah, it's a mitzvah, whatever it is. Ayin Sham in the Poiskim. The Ma'ase, we pass
it.
Yeah, Marasayin. There's no hecker, right? It looks like you're doing it with Tzarchai.
Doesn't say there are other that if it's Nicker, if you didn't have.
One second. So let's see. So if you light outside, bring it inside, inside, outside, you're not Yotze. It's Ma'akev B'Dievet. You can't move it. Yeah, when it's lit. Kol Oded, it's lit. Now. So Zakta Bayashiv, Ma'isa, the whole Ben Hashmashus from Shkia till Tzeis, which is the Shas Hadlakas near Chanukah, you couldn't move it, right? Not Al Tzmukza, you couldn't move it Al Tzchanukah. But Migu Diskatsai Ben Hashmashus, because the Ma'isa couldn't move it. So it's actually. What? Even with the Chalavah, because the Chalavah doesn't change Hilchas Chanukah. So because Mishum Hilchas Chanukah, you can't move the Menorah. Oh, so that's really, yeah, I think you're really getting to the end.
You weren't allowed to move it when?
Banish mushers. Muksa is always nikva al pi banish mushers because banish mushers meaning when you lit before Shkia. So Shkia told says that's his man of Achitach Manshah. That's where it has to be lit al Hilchas Chanukah. So if it's Bibalt in Hilchas Chanukah, you're not allowed to move it. So it's Migud Skatsoy. Who cares machmas what I can't move it? It was a Huksa Midaiti.
If I made a nether on the Zach
to
the end of
Banish mushers, this is Zag Rufan Adonin. Yeah, Chayra. They'll say something that Ezish Tam Shia, Toych Banish mushers, is Huksa Mil Taltaloy. So Chayra of Tainas of Yashiv becomes. It becomes muksa. Now it's buses. No buses. We took care of the buses problem. Not else tzarich davar muter. No problem. It's me do this katzai. So the maisa. If you look over there in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so pashut. It's clear in the place that if you move the menorah from inside to outside or outside to inside, that's a problem. What about moving the menorah like this? What about moving it from place to place inside? So maisa we saw over here in Tafresh Pei. That's what we discussed before. In Tafresh Pei, it's mafurish that there was a matzias that the mezuzah was on the door. Hanging on the door, so they moved it. So the Mishnah already there brings a shita that when within one place, not inside, outside, outside, but in one place, you could move it from place to place. So l'chayra, that's already yesh makom l'adon that bad. So it's not iskatzay because with shasat chak, a person can be shamech on that shita certainly to move it if he had to. Ubi yoyser yesh l'adon that to move it slightly.
Half an inch
might not share the.
That
would only be a muksa problem. Only a muksa problem. We took care of the muksa problem because the bus davar. And the mice, there's other aids, like you're saying.
It's able to be moved, are they anything, so then I can move it another couple, I could keep on moving it.
I'm saying, I think there is a problem, Al Tzneir's Chanukah, because Tam Tuesday night, there's a problem to talk and move it even slowly. If Teich Kadei the Shir of Hadlaka from Shkia to Tzeis, you'll have moved it from here till, you know, face the other side of the room. But, okay, and the mice, Yeshla, then other aids, I think maybe that's what you're tying. You can't move the actual menorah, but the chair.
Even the box.
But the chair and the box, you could. So maybe you can make a kunz. I mean, if you really wanted to, someone could hold the menorah in place, and I could like move the box back and forth. The box is obviously not hooks. It's not hooks. There's no problem with moving a box. No problem with the chair. So that's the question. Alts chachmas and kunzim.
Will your eitz get it inside?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once it's not a skatsoy from tiltel, even if I can move it a little bit. And then afterwards, I can move it. It wasn't a skatzoy. Meaning, there's no muksa lechatzoyin. There's no such thing that as I can only move 2 inches. Then on Shabbos, I can't move it 3 inches. Once you can move it, you can move it. So that's one eitzah. Mice is very interesting. This is really etzem. I think Tolian is sugya shleim and beitz and daflam and alf. The shaila will be like this: that if you have payers inside a house, but you can't get into the house, it's sealed. Bayis shenifchas the mishnah and beitz. So the payers are etzem good payers, but I couldn't get to them beinish mushers because I would have to break down a wall. It's your stira. So mice the halacha there is the payers are not muksa. Why? So Rashi learns what Rashi says over there. Pella, he says, because the only problem of getting to the fruit was an Isser Darabanon, so there's no Migud Iskatzai. So that's Rashi, it's Beseder over here, because the only Isser moving, the only Iskatzai is Zokta Rashi, and Iskatzai, which is only Machmas Isser Darabanon, is not Iskatzai. And Taisis Taka Fregs over there and says, it's Tamua Vada, you know, we don't do Isser Darabanon either, that's also Iskatzai. But that's Shitas Rashi, and the Biar Lachin, Tavkufir Ches, and Tiftes over there where this Halach is brought, he brings Shitas Rashi, and like Rashi is the Rosh and the Tur, so ready for Rashi, there's a Tzad like that. The Shail is what Raif Pais can bring over there is a sheet of the Rambam, that why are those payers not Muksa inside the house? Zok the Rambam, because the Muksa is not in the Guf HaDavar. The Muksa problem is the house, I can't break down the wall, but the Guf HaPayers was Beseder. So Yishlodin over here, is this called Muks in the Guf? That's it is in the Guf HaDavar, because you can't move the actual nearest Hanukkah, but it could be this is not called Muks, it's not an Isser in the Guf HaDavar, so you have a Zaytig, a problem in Arya Derav Yaleza, that Hilchas Hanukkah is Ma'akami from moving it. So Yishlodin Bazeh, Mashal Shom Zalman is a whole shtick on Mincha Shleim, it's a Minyod. Al Hatzad, that it's Usher to open a fridge door when the engine is off. So he has a tzad that if the engine is off, the whole Bein HaShmash is... So it's Muksi, you can't open the door. It's because it's Katzai. And he says, and don't tell me that, Zayt Gazachan don't make Muksi, he brings Beit Salamat off, makes Muksi, Yavada. So he tain is there that the Isser to, the Zayt Isser to open the door because you're going to turn on the engine, Taka makes Mikus Katzai, and this is a called Muksi Beguf HaDavar. Even though by those payers from Mekel, because it's not in the Guf HaDavar, it's like there, here, the Muksi is in the Guf of the door. So Chayr Lashitasa, it would be a problem, but... Akalpanim, we have certainly she does Rashi in the sugya that told us there abanan, and chutzmiza we have these other tainas that etzem mishdasetchak a person would rely to move it from place to place inside, like Mishnah brings that cheetah and maybe to move it a little bit. So l'chayra, if we take care of all the other problems, bravchus l'chayra this problem we could taka l'chayra this makom l'hakol that it's not a problem we could discuss. But again. It's only when the tzarech to move it is for davar heter. So like some mashal, someone was telling me that he puts his nearest chanukah in the doorway. That's him I could walk by, so I don't really need it. So I'm really choshesh it'll get broken. So, okay, if choshesh is gonna get broken, so then that's a problem. You can't move it. But also it's hard to get my stroller out when it's in the way. So I'm not sure. So you shlodim, but I think as long as you have a reasonable tzarech mekaymai. You can't make up new things, but like the fact that it's annoying for him to get his stroller out through the door, that's a reasonable tzarech mekayma. And even though he's also obviously worried that the whole thing could smash and break, which that reason is not a matter because that's tzarech davar asur. As long as you have one tzarech davar heter, that should be enough to be matter the total. That's called tzarech davar heter. What's that? Yeah, nechanami. No, that's certainly a tzarech. Meaning, if you're afraid it's going to smash because you're going to lose the menorah, that's a problem. But if you don't want glass all over your house, that's tzarech mekayma. Yeah, nechanami. That should be yes tzarech. Okay, so that's in terms of the issues of muksa. Finally, is tafresh pe aleph. That's the halachas of matzei Shabbos. So matzei Shabbos also obviously the shear is different. We're lighting after tzeis because we light before tzeis. You're mechal Shabbos. So. The Maisa, the Shabbos like this, Tzeis HaShabbos is a lot of different shitas. When is Tzeis HaShabbos? What time is Tzeis HaShabbos? So Maisa, Reva Poiskim hold that Kefi, what a person does the whole year, Kach Yin Hoig Matzei Shabbos Chanukah. That's the same, Igros Moshe says the same thing over there. And even though Ramosha Kiyadua Meikar Adin holds in America that Tzeis Terbein time is only 50 minutes, not 72. Maisa, this Tshuva in Dalad Samach Beis. So Moshe says, but anyone who keeps 72 minutes, kafi haroi le b'nei Torah, so then avada matzei Shabbos Chanukah, because l'shitas where Moshe is saying, since it's a takanam yuchedas, for Erev Shabbos matzei Shabbos avada, there's no reason to be makdim, and b'chol oifin, you don't have too much to gain by being makdim, you have a lot to lose, right? Because the chashash is the reason we wait is atzchil Shabbos, and the reason why Mashenkin to push off Neres Chanukah, but the other, right, we hold your yaitzah the whole night anyway, so his mind's going to be his mind anyway. So Dr. Moshe, Rav Chas, now, it's kiyadua that what? Right. So even if you're lighting halakas chutz, so then you can't stam dray around, but you could certainly still wait until 72 because of this other side that it was a takana. The takana by Stais was a different takana from Matzei Shabbos. Kiyadua that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Taka didn't do like this, and he by Stais held mamish meikar adin that really the ikar's man Tzeis Shabbos was earlier, and a Matzei Shabbos even though he waited 72 the whole year zokter that was only mechumra ba'alma, and a Matzei Shabbos Chanukah he was makdim. Loi kachudas roiv kakala poiskim. I didn't see anyone else say like that. Came out all the poiskim say that you should just be machzik be yaminog. Whatever you do the rest of the year, you can do Matzei Shabbos.
Here in Eretz Yisrael, to find a real havano for 72 minutes is difficult, right?
Yeah, it is difficult. Even though kipshuter, yeah,
minutes.
Right. In Europe, it's even better. The problem is, being in time was Pasha's talking about Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, which
Europe
is the same.
Time is 30 something.
Yeah, this is the problem, because Rabbeinu Tam Kipshuta in the Sugi says Dalad Mil 72 minutes, so they adapt it according to the Oifik, but Lamaisa, this is a big problem, yeah, which there's big Arichas Nechrein about. Kipshuta Rabbeinu Tam was talking about Eretz Yisrael, if not Eretz Yisrael, maybe Bavel, which is basically the same thing. It's 100 miles, yeah.
Shulchan Aruch also
is. Yeah, Kipshuta, Shulchan Aruch, Al Pir Rabbeinu Tam, it's 72 minutes, this is a big problem.
The way we see it and the way the Pesukim take it, we say 40 here.
Right. Yeah, so the Chazanish was Noig 40, and Kipshut of the Chazanish held that was the king of Binatam. Lamaisa, Harbi Noigim, even in Eretz Yisrael, to keep 72. There's definitely A lot of Bnei Torah that keep 72 even here. Lamaisa, I just found it. It's Merdeki. We discussed that the Mishnah Berurah come out doesn't bring the sheet of the Goyin in Hilchas Chanukah, but in Hilchas Matzei Shabbos, in Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Tal Gimel, there's a Lashon from the Bialacha. In Dibur Maschal Shlish Kechavim, V'ra'isi Anoshim Hamahajin B'chanukah L'tzeis Das HaGoyin L'had D'Kaneiris B'hektam Achar Shkia Shetoyin B'davar U'mezariz An Atzma Gam Matzei Shabbos V'oid Shaloi Choshach Hayom L'gamri V'sayim B'chan Atzma L'shit Das HaGroa Shebein HaShmash Ein Aruch Kol Kach Kiyodua Abel Hu Toz The Gimel Kechavim Tzarech L'kul Yam Zeo Simen Amuvak L'layla. So Kiyodua, the Gronix, the ones people follow the Goyin with everything. So the Moshe in that tshuva, Taka says, "Avada iser gomer to follow the Goyin." What if you read what the Goyin says on paper? So it says 13.5 minutes after Shkia, you can do melacha. So the Moshe says, "Asa to be samech on that." Anyone who didn't hear from the Goyin's mouth himself can't be samech on that. And that's what the Bialacha is coming lafuke. The Bialacha already still in Radin, where people in Europe, where people maybe Talmida Goyin were still being more machzik. She also was like there. Those who are machzik themselves, so it's not laila gomer. Shaloi Chashachayim Lagabri is a Taos and it's Chashash Chal Shabbos. Okay, in terms of Havdalah Neiros Chanukah, which comes first, so the Mechaber says a very interesting thing. He says that really we should do Neiros Chanukah first. Why? Because push off Havdalah, because Apukei Yoyimo is better. Apukei Yoyimo means let's push off. Why do we not get rid of Shabbos? Let's keep Shabbos as long as possible. So Apukei Yoyimo is better, so you should do it like that. And the Ramah says, that's in Shul, says the Ramah, Kolshkin in your house. Because in your house, you already heard Havdalah in Shul. So that since you're ready after Avad, you should do Neiros Chanukah first. The Mishnah Berurah points out right here on the spot. He says it's Tamua. No one's Yaitzi with Avdalah in Shul. So what's that? Is that the minig is not to be Yaitzi. It could be Maitzi b'nei Beisai. So no one's Yaitzi in Shul. So what are you going to do? So what my nafkimina that they made in Shul? Stam Tzarechin. The Maisel Bialach here brings different Rishonim. It's big Machlokes Rishonim. It's like there. The Avid Kamar Avid. Could do either way. Either way is fine to do Neiros Chanukah or Avdalah first. The minig is people do Neiros Chanukah first because we're worried about this man. People want to chop this man. They don't want it to be over the night. I think the minig al arrive is people tackle that Neiros Chanukah first. The Archa Shulchan tackle goes the other way. And he says that Apukei Yoyim doesn't make any sense. Because Apukei Yoyim means to keep Shabbos for longer. But here you're doing Malacha anyway. You're lighting Neiros Chanukah. So what's that is to go and push off Havdalah A? B is like there, it's fair to make a Bari Mera Ish. After you ready, were Isaac and Neiris. You can't be Mishtamish the Neiris. Yeah, but you light a Shamish like there, and you could be Mishtamish the art of the Shamish, and then you're going to go later and only wait till later till you light a Neir Abdullah to make a Bari Mir'esh. That's also Shver. So, Zok there, that the only tzad to do Neiris Chanukah first, if you're Yotze Havdalah and Shul, we don't have Havdalah and Shul, so that's Lishita. So, and also, Lemaisa, there's a sheet of the Taz. The Taz is Tam Chayuk on the Chabra that says you should make Havdalah first, Alt Tadir. So, Lemaisa, the Archa Shulchan does have some Shtakatainas over here. Tachlis Lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says it is a machlokes Rishonim and the Avid Kamar Avid and Kimidumani that the minig is because of the chashash that it shouldn't be over the zman. Kimidumani the minig is taka to light Neiros Chanukah before Avdalah.